Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. The Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
I want you to open up your heart and let God's Spirit come in. Come on, say it. Pray.
Worship and adore you.
We're gonna
Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy and grace, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who mourn, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's sing it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and He knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what. The problem may be,
He's in control
and He knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say like the best of people.
Best of
peace. Come on, lift them up
again.
Oh,
let them rejoice. He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live,
move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live.
Can
you believe that? Sing this with us. Let the people. Come on, lift Him.
We're gonna make it.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Luke. And when you get to Luke, go to chapter 10. And we're going to, when you get to chapter 10, go down to verses 38 through 42. We shall read. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. And where it says, again, that's Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. And it says, as Jesus and his disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister, Mary, sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. You see, Mary and Martha both loved Jesus. On this occasion, they were both serving him. But Martha thought Mary's style of serving was inferior to hers. She did not realize that in her desire to serve, she was actually neglecting her guests. Are you so busy doing things for Jesus that you're not spending any time with him? Don't let your service become self-serving. Jesus did not blame Martha for being concerned about household chores. He was only asking her to set priorities. Service to Christ can degenerate into mere busy work that is totally devoid of devotion to God. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we receive so much of your good and prudential care without thinking to thank you. But let one accustomed blessing be absent from all your gifts, and we notice it and complain about it. Forgive us for our selfishness and help us see the absent blessings as your concern, that we be more dependent on what you provide and more aware that the missing gift is a means for development of our faith in you. Bless now our response as stewards of all that you have given us, and may we give all to the honor of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, Father God, remove self out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. My title for this message of Jesus Praise be to God. Have you ever met an individual that just seemed to have God all over them? It seems that they possessed a walk with the Lord that was head and shoulders above anything you have ever experienced yourself. And you wonder how they accomplished it. Well, I have been there. I think the answer lies in what they have discovered. It just seems to me that some people have learned to abide at the feet of Jesus as they go through life, and this translates into peace of heart, power of life, and purpose of before God. I want that kind of life for myself. How about you? I would like to be constantly and consistently filled with the Spirit of God, and I would like to be found at the feet of Jesus. The gospel mentioned a woman named Mary, as we just read in Luke 10, 38 through 42. She was the sister of Lazarus and Martha, and she is mentioned three times in the gospel account. Every time Mary is mentioned, she is always found at the feet of Jesus. Her experience there can teach us all some valuable lessons about our own walk with the Lord. Tonight, we want to take a few minutes and join Mary at the feet of Jesus. Now, Luke 10, 38 through 42, a place of stillness. The context of the story, Martha opens her home to Jesus and did her best to be a good hostess. Mary, on the other hand, opened her heart to Jesus and tried her best just to love the Lord. Too often, we are more like Martha than like Mary. In our zeal to serve the Lord, we wind up ignoring him. While Martha labored, Mary listened. She found a place of stillness at the feet of Jesus. She found a place where? At the feet of Jesus. Now, verse 40, we can forget our cares. While Martha was cumbered to be distracted, to be driven about mentally, while Mary was sitting, calmly listening to the words of Jesus. When we come into his presence in prayer, Bible reading, worship, the burdens of life tend to grow amazingly light. It would do many Christians good to learn to sit in his presence and forget about the cares of the world. Learn to love the Lord more than your worries, and you will be able to find that calm place in his blessed presence. When we focus our attention on him, other things tend to become very dim. Philippians 4, 6 through 9. Verse 39 tells us we can feed our souls. Martha was worried over physical nourishment, while Mary was more concerned with getting her soul fed. In his presence, we will find food for our souls and strength for our journey. It is no wonder that many Christians are weak and lacking in spiritual vitality. They never take the time to just come into his presence and feed on him. In 2 Timothy 2 and 15, Job 23 and 12, 1 Peter 2 and 2 tells us we must have soul food or we will dry up spiritually. Amen. Praise be to God. Now, verse 39, we can focus on our priorities. Looking in on this scene at Martha's home, we can tell what each sister's priorities were. Martha was concerned with preparing the meal and serving her guests, while Mary, however, was more concerned with being in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Often, the level of spirituality we are able to achieve in life is directly related to the time we are willing to spend in his presence. Everything in our lives takes precedence over being with the Lord, then we are in danger at the heart of our experience. Even being overly busy in his work to the point where we have no time to spend at his feet is a bad thing. The church at Ephesus in Revelation 2, 1 through 7, the more time one spends at his feet, the easier it is to make it a priority in our life. The larger he gets in our eyes, the smaller other things seem to become. Ask yourself this question. Is sitting at the feet of Jesus a priority in your life? We need to seek this place of stillness before the Lord. Verse 42 tells us that we can find ourselves in sitting at Jesus' feet. Mary found fulfillment and contentment. So what she found at his feet was worth more than all the money in the world can buy. In fact, in just sitting at the Lord's feet, Mary found something that millions live their entire lives and never discover. She found acceptance and true contentment. Those two things alone are worth spending time in his presence. Now, if Christians could learn the value of spending time at his feet, a lot of psychiatrists and psychologists would have to go out of business. God has promised us that we can find rest at his feet. And you will find that in 2 Timothy 1 and 17. At the feet of Jesus, we find a place of stillness. And John 11 and 32 says a place of supplication. the context of these verses, Lazarus has died and Jesus has come to pay his respect to the family. But when he arrives, he meets Martha and calls for Mary to come to him. Once again, she is found at the feet, looking into his face for the help she needs. What she finds during this encounter can help us all when we face the difficult times of life. Here we can see at the feet of Jesus. Verse 28, the Lord's interest in the need of his people. Now, when Jesus arrived in Bethany, Martha ran out to meet him. In their conversation, Jesus demonstrated a great concern for and interest in their need. After speaking with Martha, Jesus apparently calls for Mary. He is concerned about the grief and pain that she are experiencing because she has just lost her brother. So she was grieving. So every child of God needs to understand that Jesus cares about our need. He is interested in what we are experiencing. Hebrews 4 and 15. Never think for an instant that God does not care for you. That is the devil's lie. Jesus is extremely interested in everything you and I are facing in life. Psalms 138 and 6 says, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. The word respect means to see, discern, behold. This tells us that the Lord is looking down at our lives and he misses nothing that affects his children. Now, Matthew 10:29-31, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Verse 31 says, fear ye not therefore, ye are of more value than sparrows. Now, verse 28, the Lord's invitation to his people. Jesus called for Mary to come unto himself. She responded and came. There she was able to place her burdens upon the Lord, just like we should when he calls on us. The Lord has invited all his children to come unto him and experience what he can do in a time of crisis. Matthew 11:28, 1 Peter 5:7, Isaiah 55:22 tells us, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. J.C. Ryrie said, means are to be used diligently. Without question in time of need, doctors are to be sent for in sickness. Lawyers are to be consulted when property or character needs defenses. The help of all friends is to be sought. But still, after all, the first thing to be done is to cry to the Lord Jesus for help. Isn't that amazing? Person who can do the most, the quickest, is often the last one we turn to in a time of need. Whether or not you come to him in a time of trouble, his invitation, it stands. Verse 29 says that when Mary heard that Jesus was calling her, she ran to meet him. What a lesson for God's children. When the time of crisis comes, Jesus is always near. Run quickly to him and he will meet your need. Verses 34 through 42 tells us that the Lord's intercession on behalf of his people after Mary and Martha had poured their hearts out to him, Jesus turned to his heavenly Father and prayed on their behalf. He interceded for them. He does the same for you and me tonight. Hebrews 7 and 25, Romans 8 and 34. When we take our burden to the Lord, the entire Trinity gets involved in meeting that seed or that need. The Son prays for us. The Spirit guides and comforts us. And the Father opens the storehouses of heaven and moves circumstances on the earth to see that our need is met. Hallelujah, Jesus. Verse 43 through 44, the Lord's intervention in the need of his people. Now Jesus speaks the word and Lazarus lives. Jesus superseded the laws of nature to meet the need of his people. God will move all of heaven and earth to meet your need. Philippians 4 and 19. Now, in the raising of Lazarus, Mary had many needs met. And seeing the Lord perform this great miracle, she understood. Verses 1, 6, and 18, the Lord's purpose. Jesus was only about 2 miles from Bethany. He could have walked there in 30 minutes, yet he chose to wait for 2 days. And then he did not arrive until 2 more days had passed. This was hard for these women to understand in verses 21 and 32, yet in seeing him raise Lazarus from the dead, she was able to understand that Jesus had a higher purpose than what he had allowed her to endure. So it is with us. We are not always able to understand what God is doing in our lives until his purpose is fully revealed. The Lord's power. Now, if Lazarus had not died, Mary would not have known that Jesus could raise him from the dead. Yet when Lazarus did die, she knew firsthand all about the great power of the Lord Jesus. Again, when we go through trials, we may question the Lord's wisdom in allowing to endure some of the things we face. But when he comes through for us, then we know firsthand that he has all power in heaven and in earth. When we learn this truth, it increases our faith and helps us to trust more fully in him and his power. Are you spending time at his feet, calling out to him about your needs? Never fear that he doesn't care or want you to come to him. He invites you to come and sit at his feet. At the feet of Jesus, we find a place of stillness. We find a place of supplication. John 12, 1 through 8, a place of service. Now, the context of the story is Mary is so overcome with her love, Jesus, in raising Lazarus from the dead, that she is willing to pay whatever price is necessary to serve him and be a blessing to the Lord who bought her. It is at his feet that we, in verses 3 and 5, make our sacrifice. Mary poured a box of ointment on Jesus that was equivalent to a year's wages for the average worker. She was willing to give up this treasure because of her love for Jesus. What would you give up for the love of Jesus? Mary gave her best. She gave her all to the Lord she loved. Should do no less. When we give less than our best to Jesus, we have made no sacrifice at all. It is not until we give our all that we are truly displaying our love for him. When we shortchange Jesus with our time, our tithes, and our talents, we are not displaying our love for him. His desire is that he be given our all. In Romans 12, 1 through 2, anything less is a slight to the Lord. Many people treat the Lord like this fellow who called his girlfriend and said, "Darling, I love you. I'll climb the highest mountain for you. I'll swim the deepest stream for you. I'll fight a jungle of lions for you. And if it doesn't rain, I'll be over to see you tonight." This isn't real love. Genuine love knows no boundaries and no conditions. It is freely given and asks nothing in return. Do you love him like you should? O. Henry's short story called The Gift of Margie. It is the story of a young couple named Della and Jim. They were a poor couple, but they loved each other deeply. Each one had their own unique possessions. Della's hair was her pride and joy. When she let her hair down, it was like a robe on her back. Jim had a gold watch, which his father had given him. On the day before Christmas, Della had exactly $1.87. with which to buy Jim a present. She wanted to get him something he would really like. But she knew that she could not get much with $1.87. She did the only thing she could do. She went and sold her hair for $20. With the money, she bought a platinum chain for Jim's precious watch. Came home from work that night, and when he saw Della's short head, he was left speechless. Why? Because she had cut all of her hair off just for him. Because she loved him that much. Slowly, he handed her his gift. His gift was a set of expensive tortoise shell combs with jewel edges for her lovely hair. He had sold his gold watch to buy them for her. Each had given all he or she had to give. Give up self? Mary was willing to do the work of a common slave for the Lord Jesus. Also, she was seen in public with her hair down. This was a sign of immoral woman. It appears that Mary was totally unself-conscious in her admiration and love of the Lord Jesus. She did not care what others thought. Her primary focus was serving and honoring the Lord. When we come to sit at his feet, we will get to the place where we do not care what others may think of us. We will only have him and his glory as the focus of our lives. He will fill our thoughts. He will fill our motives, and we will lose sight of self in the glorious light of his person. We should be so grateful for all that he has done for us, that we are totally uninhibited and unashamed in the expression of our lives for Jesus. Therefore, we should allow our pride to die and show a lost and dying world that we are not ashamed to worship him, witness or work for the glory of him who died to set us free. After all, our love for him is in direct response to his love for us. 1 John 4:19. Now, verse 7, Mark 14:8-9 makes a statement. When Mary was criticized for her devotion and to display of love for the Lord, Jesus stepped up to her defense. He informed those present that they were to leave her alone. She was doing her part to honor the Lord. Jesus even awarded her a place among the most blessed of the ages by his comments in Mark 14:8-9, for 2,000 years, this selfless, sacrificing gesture by Mary has continued to make a bold statement about the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When we as believers, take the time to sit at his feet like we should. It too makes a statement. We are telling the world that Jesus is paramount in our lives. We are showing them that he is important to us and that we are not ashamed to be associated with him. You see, sitting at Jesus' feet will show on you. People will know when you spent time with him. The disciples in Acts 4 and 13, by the way, it will also show on you when you do not take the time to sit at his feet. And my conclusion for this message is, where do you find yourself tonight? Are you sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, learning from him, and just loving on him? He is worthy of our total devotion. Therefore, I challenge you to join me in coming to his feet tonight. Let's find our place there and be all that Jesus wants us to be, sitting at the feet of Jesus. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. All you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died, was resurrected, is alive, I have now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to ask and pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible teaching church. Amen. Make sure that it is a Bible teaching church. To God be the glory. And my benediction for this message is, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. Truly, I pray that you have enjoyed this wonderful word this evening at the feet of Jesus. Praise be to God. Unfortunately, Pastor Kathy could not be with us this evening. She's a bit under the weather, and so that's the reason why I brought the word this evening. So now at this time, I will continue playing our inspirational music, and you can still call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. Right now, we are going to lift him up and praise his holy name.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's sing it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and He knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
cause I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what. The problem may be,
He's in control
and He knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say like
the best
of people.
The peace.
Come on, lift them up again.
Lord,
rejoice,
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 and shout unto the Lord.
Why? When you called us.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the
victory,
for He is my King. In Him I live,
move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
the problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live.
If
you believe that, sing it for the blood of people. Come on, lift Him up.
God bless you.
We worship you this morning, Lord.
We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. At the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Be the center and say, Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Pray One for Another.
Everybody.
Do I-
you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
overflow in my heart and permeate all my soul. All my soul is yours.
Lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Give strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say. Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it. Lift your voice. Forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice. praise his holy name. Somebody ought to celebrate the arms of God.
Another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out?